Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 24th, and I'm reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation for Ezekiel. As we read together, let us be listening for a word from the Lord that we can apply to our lives today. Our first passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. There is no need for me to write to you about the service to the Lord's people, for I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready, as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. And now turn over with me to the Psalms. Today we are reading the second half of Psalm 68, starting in verse 19. Praise be to the Lord our God, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in that great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There is the great throng of Judah's princes, and they are the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. And now let us turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are reading Ezekiel chapter 9. Then the Lord thundered, "Bring on the men appointed to punish the city. Tell them to bring their weapons with them." 6 men soon appeared from the upper gate that faces north, each carrying a battle club in his hand. One of them was dressed in linen and carried a writer's case strapped to his side. They all went into the temple courtyard and stood beside the bronze altar. Then the glory of the Lord of Israel rose up between the cherubim where it had rested and moved to the entrance of the temple. And the Lord called to the man dressed in linen who was carrying the writer's case. He said to him, "Walk through the streets of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of all those who weep and sigh because of the sins they see around them." Then I heard the Lord say to the other men, "Follow him through the city and kill everyone whose forehead is not marked. Show no mercy, have no pity. Kill them all, old and young, girls and women and little children, but do not touch anyone with the mark. Begin your task right here at the temple." So they began by killing the 70 leaders. "Defile the temple," the Lord commanded. "Fill its courtyards with the bodies of those you kill. Go." So they went throughout the city and did as they were told. While they were carrying out their orders, I was all alone. I fell face down in the dust and cried out, "O Sovereign Lord, will your fury against Jerusalem wipe out everyone left in Israel?" Then he said to me, "The sins of the people of Israel and Judah are very great. The entire land is full of murder. The city is filled with injustice. They are saying, 'The Lord doesn't see it. The Lord has forsaken the land.' So I will not spare them or have any pity on them. I will fully repay them for all they have done." Then the man in linen clothing who carried the writer's case reported back and said, "I have finished the work you gave me to do." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, which says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." As I was thinking about the imagery of sowing and reaping, I was reminded that there are passages throughout the Bible that discuss this concept of generous giving. Look with me at Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. It says, "One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Perhaps Paul had this very verse in his mind when he was thinking about his encouragement for the Corinthian church that they might give generously, and the God who owns all that is will repay them for their generosity. I've heard it said you cannot outgive God. Now, we don't give thinking, okay, God, when you're going to return it to me. But we do know as the people of God that He has already richly blessed us. In fact, blessed us with the richest of blessings in Christ Jesus. And when we give cheerfully and with a heart that is open to the needs of others, the Lord will bless us so that we can continue that process of giving in His name. Would you pray with me? Father, we remember the words of Jesus when He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Help us to believe it. Help us to sow generously so that we might reap generously as well, so that as we give, Your light might shine in the world around us. Help us not to just give financially, but of our own soul and spirit. Help us to give of our time and our resources so that Your kingdom might come. Please, Lord, bless my brothers and sisters on this Saturday. Help them in whatever they endeavor to do. And may we be mindful of Your presence with us today and always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.